Yep, Bubba Bucci. Just give me a second. You don't want to give me a second? Why not? I think I've deserved a second for all I've done for you. Like, all right, let's not start the show out with a negative, angry vibe. That's Cremo's job. That's enough. Hey! Alright, wasted 3 minutes. That's another smooth transition. Man, this seat's too high. Also, Cremo Coil's vegetable garden is really getting out of control here. He's been growing stuff in his vegetable garden all year, I want to say. And like now the snow pea vines are all over the board. He's got the whole friggin' trellis set up. All these parsnips too.
Sexy.
Parsnips are far too sexy. He tried selling me like a bushel of what he called winter papayas. I don't think papayas can grow in the winter. I said no, and then he tried to sell me like just the bushel that the papayas were in. And I did take that because I need something to hide my light under. My goodness. Now that's a Frappuccino. It's actually, it's my special kind of Frappuccino. It's called what I call the everything cappuccino. Or Frappuccino. I think it's a cappuccino that fraps. It's venti, caramel-lined, I'll just describe it. Caramel-lined cup. Line the caramel and go double espresso, crunch bits, caramel crunch bits, white mocha, pumps, vanilla bean flats, chai flip-flops, barefoot wine. That's a Bucci. Frappuccino. I didn't buy this one. I actually found it in the hand of a guy sleeping on the train. So I just like slipped it out of his hand rail without waking him up. Replaced it with one of my Bucci stickers to let him know. Bucci was there. And I whispered in his ear to listen to Bucci, subscribe to his podcast on Apple, and I guess Spotify. If you must, don't worry, listen to Bucci. Call in Bucci. You gotta do it, buddy.
I'm listening.
The guy, he also had like a really nice JanSport backpack too, which I didn't take that one.
Trust Bucci.
Got trust. By the way, if you do want a sticker, you can get one by emailing me at bucci@wfmu.org. I was locked out of my account for a while, then I forgot I was locked out of my account, so it was a couple of months before I got back in, so I'm sorry. I opened it and there was like 100 people looking for stickers, so I'll get them to you. Just email me your address and I'll get them to you just in time for 10 days past Christmas. And speaking of the holidays, you know, or as I should say, Christmas. You can't even say holidays anymore. You have to say Christmas. Ridiculous. Anyway, speaking of the holidays, it's time to open the third door of our Advent calendar. The Bucci Vent The Booch Event Calendar.
Ad Booch Callen Boocher.
That's right, I changed it. It's the third night of the Advent. Only four in total nights. 4 weeks in December. And last week on the Booch Event Calendar, we...
Ad Booch Callen Boocher.
Seems really overly complicated. Last week's Ad Booch Callen Boocher was shaped like a pregnant woman with all the little doors on her belly. Then I got a lot of pushback from that. Apparently it violated some FCC rules because the FCC are a bunch of Puritans scared of the human body. And also my wife didn't want it in the house, and she is not scared of the human body, so maybe it's not that. And so I had to scrap that one. I gave it to Micah, and he just flipped. It's the first time I've ever seen him smile. And more than that, he like hugged it to his chest and started like tearing up and spun in a circle, Sound of Music style. That was really upsetting. I didn't like that at all, so I took it away from him. And I'll just, I'll do something with it. I'll wrap it as a white elephant gift. See if my brother-in-law likes that. So all that to say, I needed a new advent calendar for this week. So I got one. This one is shaped like a JanSport backpack. Now, it looks like it's... this is amazing. It's looked like it made of cloth. It looks like a real JanSport backpack, but it's not. It's foam core. And instead of doors, it has, like, zippers on it. And instead of the word advent, it says... JanSport. So let's open it up and see what's behind today's door. It's the only backpack that creaks when you open it. Wow, it's a pair of ASICS running shoes. That's cool. And oh, something else. What else is it? Some jogging pants. Looks like a bunch of workout clothes. Looks like you got a kettlebell in here and some sleeveless shirts, that's nice. Fob, a little fob for Planet Fitness, that's fun. Nice to have a bunch of things like that. We can join a gym. And what else? Oh, it's a book. What is this? It's about Arthur Russell. Travels Over Feeling, Arthur Russell, A Life. That is pretty cool. I'm going to keep that. And I'll just toss the rest. And you know what? I'll keep the backpack. The calendar. And I'll just keep it. And that's this week's Booch Event Calendar.
Booch Callen Boocher.
And we'll open the last one of those babies literally next week. And speaking of gifts, where's Boochie's curse word gifts? Where are all the curse word gifts? For the DJ. People on the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, Boochie is another week to Christmas. Which is true. Which is true, Trat, except for a little song called The 12 Days of Christmas. And according to that song, which is like canon in my house, you get your true love a gift for the in the 12 days leading up to Christmas. You get them a gift. Some people say that the 12 days of Christmas refers to the 12 days counting from Christmas Day to the Epiphany on January 6th, when three wise men showed up and stormed Rome or something. But that is the old interpretation. Interpretation? That's definitely not how you pronounce that. This isn't your father's 12 Days of Christmas song. The new one, as I read it in Mademoiselle magazine, is you get gifts for people the first 12 days of Christmas. And last year was a windfall for Booch. I got so many... I almost swore like seven times. I got so many gifts leading up to Christmas. People just send them to the station. It was really nice. I got a winter coat. I got a piano. A metal chef wine bowl, bottle holder. I don't know if you've seen these things. Shaped like a chef made of wire and metal. And you could jam a wine bottle in there. That was very cool. I got a wine bottle holder shaped like a dog, so it looks like the dog is drinking wine. It will kill the dog, too. That dog is done for. I got Ken's, station manager Ken's phone number. That turned out to be fake. A bunch of stuff. A couple nice cards expressing, you know, just saying hello and Merry Christmas. You know, I obviously had threw those away. But it was very, it was big for me.
Boochie.
But this year, I got nothing. I got one thing. I got a postcard from that guy, Double G, who calls. It was from Turkey. No fooling. Apparently, he was in Turkey thinking of the DJ, which is understandable. That Chino Fraps. And I guess it was a gift. There was a piece of baklava, like, taped to the postcard, which I guess was the gift. So that's what I've gotten so far in the 12 days of Christmas. Even the baklava had, like, a thumb mark on it from the postal worker or someone, I assumed, someone at customs. What happened, people? Don't you like Boochie? Don't you want to see Boochie very, 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 very figuratively happy?
Ah.
Don't you want to hear him do that? The happier I am, the better the show is. And we're already, what is it? It's the 16th. We're already past 12 days. You blew it. And so, I don't know what to tell you. So, today, we're going to be doing Dream Charcuterie. Now, I brought in like 80 plums. I'm going to use some of Cremo's snow peas. We got a whole assortment of rutabagas, rooted and rootless bagas. So that's going to be, we're going to build the dream charcuterie, but I don't know. Maybe my heart's not in that. Maybe. All right, so I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm talking to you. Sitting there or standing at attention, looking at the radio or your Alexa or whatever. I'm going to give you a second chance to give gifts to the one DJ, the only DJ on the station who actually cares about you and talks to you and plays pinball with you. And people are saying, well, there's a lot of people that talk, you know, like Mark Hurst. Like, well, I love Google. So this is the DJ who loves Google. It's your chance to give gift to the Googler, Boochie.
Ah.
I already did that one. So, all right. So tonight, we're going to do the 12 Days of Christmas all in one day. You know the song. And they, you know, you give them, hens or something. I forgot exactly what you get. You got a lot of hens and such. Like, it's on the first day of Boochmas, my true love gave to. Okay, that's the first day, actually. Let me edit that out. Let's just say a person. Let's change it to a person. The first day of Christmas, a person gave to me. And then I want you guys to call up and give me the present, whether it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, like, you know, give me 6 XLR cords, 9 new Pumas, stuff like that. But don't break the bank. Let's set a limit of $100. You get me a gift, and I will promise to get you a gift. I mean, this time I'm really going to do it.
Ho, 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 ho.
And I'll be saying ho, ho, ho while I do it.
Ho, 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 ho.
Shut up. So, that is After the Break. It's the 12 days of Boochmas.
And Booch Callen Boocher.
Do I not have a drop that says the 12 days of Boochmas? Oh, yeah, here I do.
12 days of Boochmas.
That could be a lot better. All right, it's the 12 days of Boochmas. Get Boochie 12 days. 9 iPhone 6s. 4 sheets of Clorox wipes. But don't get him a tambourine, because he already has a tambourine. It's in this song by Prince. Tambourine! On WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
12 days of Boochmas.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Boochie your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
All right, that's quite enough of you. That was Prince, Tambourine from Around the World in a Day, the fantastic album, which has been, it's off the 40th anniversary deluxe edition, 40 years. All right, so that's gone. We are doing the 12 Days of Boochmas.
12 Days of Boochmas.
12 Days of Boochmas. And I would like you to call up 201-209-9368. We did have a call, but they had to wrap the gift that they were going to give me. I need to, so we're going to start at 1, the first day of Christmas, and we're going to work all the way up to 12. Let's just try it. Caller, you go, Boochie.
Boochie.
Yeah, hey.
It's Alan.
Oh, hey, Alan. Who's this? Oh, Alan it is. It's Alan. Okay.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Oh, is this WFMU's Alan?
Yes, WFMU's Alan.
Right. You have the show on, what is it, Thursday, 8 to 4?
I think it's on Tuesday. I forgot.
Fridays 6 to 7, and you give out advice to people.
Right, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm just I'm a little confused because I gave you a gift, a holiday card in your mailbox. Does that not count?
Well, I did get that, and I appreciate that.
Oh.
But at the same time, I really don't because, I mean, what is it? The first day of Christmas, I got a holiday card? I mean, I kind of need tangible, don't you think? If I were giving you advice, I would say, you know, dig a little deeper than a holiday card. Though I do appreciate it.
I think it's because I think you have a little animosity towards my dog because you hit him once. No. So you got the card of the dog.
I slightly bumped into him, and that was only after he went for my jugular.
Right. Okay. Well,
which I was holding in my hands. I was holding my own. You know. He didn't go for my neck.
Should I get you a better gift?
Yeah, so what do you say? What is the first, you know, like the first day of Christmas my true love gave to me a partridge and a pear tree? What is the partridge and a pear tree that you're going to give me?
I guess I got to think about that. I thought I gave you a thoughtful gift.
And I do. Oh, I really do appreciate it. And
now you appreciate it.
And you gave it. My wife appreciates it. You addressed it to my wife as well.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Boochie, mm-hmm. The current Mrs. Boochie. And she appreciates it too.
I'll think more about the partridge and the pear tree.
Yeah, call back and see if you can give me like 1 to 12 things. You know, I don't know, hammers. You have a lot of hammers.
I do have
rattling
hammers,
around in that house. I would take 3 hammers.
Oh, do you want an extra drill? I have extra drills.
On the first day of Booch, Miss My True Love gave to me an extra drill. Yeah, right.
Well, think about it.
No, that's what you're giving me, an extra drill.
I'll give you an extra drill.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, goodbye. That's great. The first day of Christmas on the...
On the first day of Christmas.
My true got me a extra drill. Caller, you got Boochie.
Hello, Boochie.
Oh, my God. Hey, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
No, I'm okay.
You're doing
today.
Okay? I haven't heard from you in a while. I was concerned. I hope you're okay.
Sometimes it's a little overwhelming for me, the subject, like, well, never mind. I'm here.
I'm good. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that your phone connection is so strong. And
it's crisp, isn't it?
It's as crisp as a very, very unripe papaya.
That's crisp.
Yeah, super crisp.
In the dictionary, there's an illustration of a very crisp papaya next to the word crisp. Or is that crisp?
Okay. I'm not sure. And that's a Franco
adage.
All right, Franco. Yeah. What would you like? So we've already gotten one gift. I've got an extra drill from Alan.
Right.
What about you, my friend? Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't know how hands-on you are with power tools. I have a garage full of broken power tools.
Right, right. Well,
if you prefer something else.
It can't all be tools. Like, you know, I can't just accept tools, you know.
Okay, all right.
It's got to be something.
This would probably be more appropriate.
Very good. Yes?
Is it two?
Yes, it's two.
Two polyester sports shirts that are missing a button.
Okay. Two of them? And they're missing one button between them?
No, each shirt is missing
a button.
Button.
Okay. Two polyester shirts that are... I mean, that's a little long for the meter. I mean, is there anything like with a shorter kind of like, you know, I guess I could just accept polyester shirts.
No, I can change it.
Okay, you change it. Because polyester, makes... I sweat in them, you know, those shirts.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's what we do for fashion.
Yes.
Or at least in 1978, what we did for fashion.
Right, yep.
The kids these days, they say, what planet did that shirt come from?
Right, and you say, planet Jimmy Carter. That's what planet it came from.
No, I usually say, planet disabled American veterans. And that they don't even know what that is.
Okay, I would accept accept a disabled American veteran as a gift, but let's not do that. All right, what do you got? One more thing. I need two of something.
Cracked coffee cups.
Cracked.
How do you like alliteration?
All right, I love it. Cracked coffee.
Coffee cups.
Cups.
On the second
two cracked coffee cups.
True.
It'll work.
Yes, I got it. Two cracked
coffee
bucks.
You're a better singer than I am.
What's the color of these coffee cups? They don't say anything violent on them, right?
No. One is
rests on them, right?
Tan, and if you're into coffee cups, I'm sure you're familiar with the TEPCO line that was popular at most
too many words.
Fast food restaurants.
What is it? How do you spell that coffee cup brand? TEPCO?
TEPCO.
T-E-P-K.
Just the way it's spelled.
All right. Thanks, Franco. And I'm glad. I hope you're doing all right. I'm glad to hear from you. No.
Well, thank you.
In all seriousness. All right. Goodbye. I was joking a little bit when I said that. Caller, you got your do booch.
Hey, Boochie. It's Bandit.
Hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Yep, I'm fine. Stop stalling. What are you getting me for a gift?
Three bucket hats.
I have a lot of those. I like that thing, but I really, I got a whole couch made of bucket hats. You know, I got a whole father-in-law made
of the
bucket hats. What's that?
It works with the song. And like,
it does work with the song.
Whoa.
And I would rather have a good gift than a perfect syllable count. Is that a Boochie adage?
Boochie.
Yeah, it is. Adage. Okay, Bandit, what do you got? Bandit? Okay, call back.
Nope.
Call it Shigabuchibu. You got Boochie.
Yes, thank you. What number are we up to? Are we up to four?
Oh my God. Three, actually, sir. What's your name?
Okay, this is Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, Oscar. Hey, how are you doing, Oscar?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Yes, so well. Yeah, so we got three. Okay, I thought three works. And I'm going to give you right now, but just hold on. Hold on for a sec. Hold on. Hey, Mom, I'm on the phone with Boochie. Okay, but check it out. You know what the crazy thing is, Boochie? The thing is, like, she's not even home. But
I see.
You know, yeah,
you're yelling at a cardboard cutout of her.
No, not even, man. I just wanted to say it. But it's okay. I'll tell her anyway. But check it out. You get three action figures.
Those are great gifts. Okay.
Three action figures. You're going to get, like, one Transformer, one Masters of the Universe, and one Batman. And you can put them on your table, like on your dresser, wherever. And it's like three action figures.
No, I like it. But what is the action that these figures are doing? Nothing that the FCC is going to be upset about,
oh,
right?
No. It's just like the Transformer. You know, like, you'll become so robust. Robot, and then you can change it into a camera or a truck or whatever. It'll be a mystery surprise.
All right. I'll take your action figures. They're not too sticky, are they?
No. They're mint. Mint in package. You'll be the first one to open them.
All right, Oscar. I really appreciate it. You're such a generous person. I mean, you could have been more generous. You could have given me 9 action figures, but 3 action figures works for me. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you.
Everybody.
On the 3rd day of Christmas.
Okay, let's see.
On the 4th day of Christmas.
Call it Yashibuchi.
On the 1st day of Christmas, some random people gave to Bucci a beer.
What did you say?
500 beers.
A beer?
And a barfing cat.
Okay, so.
In your stocking.
You want to give me 4 beers? What's your name again, sir?
Ralph.
Oh, hey, Ralph. All right, Ralph, do you want to give me 4 beers? Is that what you said?
No, 400 beers.
No. As much as 400 beers sounds great for me, I can only accept 4 because of that's how the song goes. You know the song, of course.
Okay. And 4 beers.
4 beers. Okay. What kind of beer?
One filled with cat barf.
Okay. All right. So, let's just say Guinnesses, because I'm on this Guinness kick. You don't know anything about drinking under a bridge, but I just love it. All right, Ralph. 4 beers. All right, that's fine. 4 beers. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week, and then I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
He didn't wish me a good week. 4 action figures. 4 cans of Guinness. All right. Call us. You got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. How are you?
Fine. Who are... all right. What's your name?
Tenz. T-E-N-Z.
T-E-N-Z. Okay, Tenz. You have to give me 5 gifts. So what are you going to give the DJ?
5 pubic hairs.
No. That's illegal. I definitely don't want it. I almost wrote it down. Okay, it's not going to be that. We got enough of those, like, you know, on the mirror in the bathroom. Call Yagabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bucci, it's Bandit again.
Okay, hey, Bandit, how are you?
I'm good. Something, I think the line dropped.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Now we're up to 5, so if you are planning on giving me 2 of something, you better add 3 to it.
Okay, 5 Gucci bags.
5 Gucci bags. And those are ones, real ones, or ones that you got on Canal Street down there?
Who's asking?
Gucci. Well, I'm asking, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely real.
Gucci bags. Okay, and there's nothing in the bag. I do have this JanSport. Actually, I don't have a JanSport bag. I do have. What is anything in the bags?
Silica packets. You know, to keep them fresh.
Sure. 5. You know what? I'm going to throw away the bags and keep the silicate packets.
Okay. Yeah. 5 silica packets.
5 silica packets. Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for calling back, man. I'm glad I have 5 of those.
Thanks.
That wasn't a compliment. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci. Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Merry Christmas, Bucci. And I have the best present for you.
Okay, well, what do you have for me? So far, we need 6. I need 6 of something.
All right. I have a bunch of the latest, up-to-date, newest technology.
Ed Booch Callen.
I'm not doing that anymore. What was that again?
I have the best, newest, up-to-date technology ever.
Okay, what is it?
I have a BlackBerry.
You have a BlackBerry.
An iPhone 1.
A 2001 BlackBerry, and you have six of those.
No, I have multiple presents.
No, we can't do one. We can't do one BlackBerry, another BlackBerry, an iPhone 2, the box that the iPhone 2 came in. We can't do that. We need to have six gifts of the same thing, you know?
Like, okay, so do you want a BlackBerry, Lords an iPhone 1, or a pager?
All right, I'll take six pagers. You're not trying to fence stolen pagers, are you? Five.
No, these are all up-to-date, newest pagers.
Six new pagers. All right, so why do you have so many pagers? You've piqued my interest.
I don't want the government spying on me, so I use pagers.
Wait, so you can spy through these pagers now? They don't have eyes on them or, like, listening.
No,
big fleshy ears or something.
These are, like, vintage pagers, basically.
Okay.
And I don't want to use iPhones.
Wait, are they vintage or new?
The government.
Are they vintage or new? You're contradicting yourself.
Well, they're, like, new pagers, but they're made in the same way. They're made in the vintage style, but they're new.
Okay. I'm going to say vintage pagers. Vintage.
Yeah, sure.
Five, six new vintage pagers. Oh, yeah. That are untraceable. I'm going to say six untraceable pagers.
I think that's a good idea, because they are. Okay. You don't want the government spying on you, Bucci.
No, I don't. Not unless, at least not when I have my top off. You know, I'll put a shirt on and let the government spy on me then.
Yeah, that's fair. I think the government is definitely interested in that.
Yes,
they probably sell them on the black market.
What, my torso?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it looks Bucci picks.
All right.
On the black market.
All right, Leo. Why don't you go back to selling legal stuff on the street corner?
I will.
So we're doing very well. In the original song, I think, you know, like, what I don't want, like, we're getting a lot of good stuff, but what I don't want is actual humans for Christmas. The original song, people got their true loves, human beings for Christmas. Lords a-leapin', pipers a-pipin', DJs scratching. I don't want other people. I want things. Maybe one or two people. Actually, you know what I need is a guy who works at T-Mobile. Like, who's an expert, because I'm having issues with my internet plan and I can't get anybody on the phone. Speaking of, call to Gabucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise. Hey, Denise.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. We're up to seven, Denise.
Can we get you seven spicy peppers?
Seven spicy peppers. How spicy are they?
Very.
They're very spicy. Seven spicy
peppers.
Unbelievably. Very spicy peppers. Now, seven, I feel like seven very, very spicy peppers is going to last me, like, a long time. You can only a little bit goes a long way, if I read this piece of paper correctly. Oh, you can? I never knew that about spicy peppers.
Yeah.
Well, can you also get me seven refrigerators? Because I don't have... That might be good to have one pepper per refrigerator.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I can work on that long term.
Yes, yeah. Maybe that's for next Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
But I'll take the spicy peppers, and these are what's your favorite? What should I do with these peppers? And keep it clean, please.
Maybe a salsa, you know.
Oh,
classic.
A salsa. Yeah, I love a salsa.
Yeah.
All right. Spicy peppers. Thanks, Denise.
Yeah, love you, bud.
Okay, thank you.
On the seventh day of Christmas.
Seven spicy peppers with accompanying refrigerating units. Seven. I'm just going to say that she's giving me these refrigerators. G-A-T-O-R. I can't. That's not spelled right. You ever hear that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. 201-209-9368. I've given you so much. I'll pause for waiting for everyone to nod. That's true. Or, you know, turn to their person that they're listening to the show on. And he has given us a lot. But now it's time to give Bucci something. In fact, the next thing is eight things. We're going to we're really filling up this list, though. I got to say, you people are being a lot more generous. I would like someone to hang out with. Maybe if I can get, like, a bunch of people to do that, that would be, you know, a warm smile from a friend. Call you Bucci.
Hey, how are you, Bucci?
I'm fine. Who, how are you, and who are you?
I'm good, and I'm Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good, good.
Good, good, good. What do you have, Sarah? No, without breaking the bank or putting your family into poverty, too much poverty, I should say. What do you have for eight?
On eight, okay, good. I have eight house plants thriving.
Eight health plans thriving.
Yes, they're not dying health plans.
Okay,
they're
so these are solid health plans that are going to help me down the line. What about you? I'm concerned. You don't give up all your health plans.
Oh no, I have a bunch more.
You have a bunch more. And what's the deductible on these? What do we got here? Like, is a high deductible, low deductible? What's the deductible?
It's a good deductible.
A good deductible. Okay. Suspiciously generic, but I'll just say, so eight good, I'll say eight health plans. Health insurance, good.
Oh, no, plants. I'm sorry. Plants.
That makes more sense. Plants, P-L-A-N-T-S?
Yes.
And what's a health plant?
A healthy one.
Oh, a strong plant. Well, I have a lot of these snow peas that Cremo's been growing, but I, all right, healthy plants. I could use eight healthy plants because I just lost eight healthy plants in my house. They just dropped dead. So, I mean, that's actually
awesome.
That's very, exactly, awesome. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, you rule. Why did I say that? Everybody rules. Literally. I need a Dell laptop, so if someone wants to give me nine Dell laptops, what else? Bulls in the playoffs. I would love the Bulls to be in. That would be a good gift if the Bulls made it to the playoffs. That's definitely not happening. They don't start playing defense. Absolutely no defense in the paint, and they cannot get back in transition. It's just, so that's a Christmas miracle. So forget about, don't give me the Bulls in the playoffs. It's going to go to waste. Call it Bucci. Healthy plants. All right. What do you got there? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Alexandra.
Alexandra. All right, Alexandra. What do you? We're up to nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
On the ninth day of Christmas.
Touch Tunes credits.
What's that?
Touch Tunes credits. You know, like the jukebox app.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to give me nine credits for the jukebox app?
Yes.
And I can play any song?
It has to be Bish Bosh era Scott Walker.
What era is that, Scott Walker? Is that later? Yes. Later, Scott Walker? So it's a lot of...
Yes, exactly what people want to hear at the bar or the bowling alley.
I do like that. I played a bunch of Sunno at a bar, and it just went over very well. All right, so what is it again? I need to get the name of it. Nine, what is it called?
Touch Tunes.
Touch Tune, right. Touch Tune credits. All right, that's pretty good. What would you play if you had one, even if you had one Touch Tune credit? What would you, I hope you save one for yourself. What would you play with your Touch Tune credit other than Scott Walker?
Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't fault that. That's a good, I would like to be in a bar very drunk listening to that song.
Exactly.
Thanks, Alexandra. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nine Touch Tune credits. Maybe I'll use one of those for like that Aphex Twin song, Didgeridoo. I'll use eight on Scott Walker, Bish Bosh Scott Walker, and one on the Didgeridoo. Call Eagle Bucci.
Oh, what's up, Bucci Claus?
Hey, who's this?
This is the Double G.
Hey, Double G, how are you? Back from Turkey, I hear, I imagine? You're not calling.
I've been back from Turkey. I sent
that's a disappointment. Couple months ago. Oh, did you? I only got it like last week. Or I only looked at it last week. It might have been here. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the little baklava that you taped to the back. It got a little smushed, but I appreciate the thought.
Oh, yeah, of course. I also sent a pomegranate. Did you get the pomegranate or not?
No, I don't think I did. Just send me one now. Are you going to send me 10 pomegranates?
No, I have something better. We're at number 10?
Yeah, we're at 10. I need 10 of something right now.
I had 9 pomegranates, so I can't. I'm just going to keep these for myself.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So what do you got? What do you got for?
I got you 10 box sets of Hell's Kitchen, the Gordon Ramsay TV show.
Oh, okay. Not the Alicia Keys musical.
I have those two, but that's like a bootleg, and I don't know if I can legally give.
Okay. So what was it again? Say it again.
Ten box sets of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Ten box sets
of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Ten box sets of Gordon Ramsay's. Wait, is there 10 seasons of Gordon Ramsay? Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. Is there 10 seasons of that?
Yeah.
Or is it the first Hello?
Yeah, I think it's like multiple. I think there's a couple seasons 4s in there, but it's most of them.
Hell's Kitchen. All right, I'll take that. I might not watch them. Yeah. I might take them and throw them in the gutter. But don't take that personally. I throw most.
No,
things
they're
in
highly
the gutter.
Valuable. They're highly valuable. You can at least pawn those off to someone else in like.
Maybe Gordon Ramsay's mother will like them. She'll like, oh, thank you, my son is so talented. I don't have any box sets. He's so stingy with his box sets.
Yeah.
Except in a British accent, I guess. All right. Thanks, Double G, and thank you for the card. I appreciate that.
All right. Later, Booch.
Yeah, later. It's the
12 Days of Boochmas.
We got 10. We need 2 more. And then I got to, sing this song. So we gotta hurry up. I don't want to have to pad this song out at the end. I got the Blu-ray, what about Spike Lee movie Girl 6 on Blu-ray? I would take 11 of those. I'd be the first 11, those would be the first 11 copies of that movie sold. Not his best. Snakes. Eleven callers calling, hint, hint. What else? Zoloft, that would be nice if I got a handful of Zoloft. Just to give me a little help looking in the mirror, Little help so I stop trying to strangle my own reflection in the mirror. So just a handful of Zoloft. Call it Gabucci.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? What's up? Who's this?
It's Stan.
Stan, all right, Stan. From the north, south side of, what is it, Indiana or something?
The southwest side of Chicago.
Okay. I like the little stank you put on that. All right, what do you got there, Stan, for me? You got some Malort. What do you got?
Well, better than that, there's that thrift store there on 63rd Street in Nagel.
Okay, yeah.
And I've been going up there on the half-off days, and I've been buying their grapefruit spoons.
Okay. Yes, and?
Do you know what a grapefruit spoon is?
I would imagine it's like a regular spoon, but it's deeper with a sharper edge on the side.
It's got a serrated edge on two sides.
Right, right.
And I was just thinking that pomegranate that Double G's going to give you, it might work for that too.
Yeah, I could scoop out some pomegranate seeds because those are a devil to get out of. I can't get it out all the seeds.
All right,
so you're saying you're going to give me 11 grapefruit spoons.
Being citrus fruit season, maybe somebody has, some surplus, if the, grapefruits,
And I could probably put other things in them also. I can, like you said, pomegranates, or I could dig a very narrow, small grave for a worm. I don't know.
Absolutely, and if worse comes to worse, it's your last line of defense if there's a home invasion.
Yes, I can slash with that thing. So that's very good. It's multi-purpose tool, Levin, multi-purpose tools. No, we'll just stick with grapefruit spoons. All right, Stan, I appreciate the gift and the thought.
Love
and
the
more
show,
specifically,
Booch.
The actual gift. All right, man, bye. Thought that I don't appreciate the thought. I appreciate the grapefruit spoons.
Bucci promise.
That's a Bucci promise. All right, this is 12. We're gonna make it. Call you, Bucci.
Yeah. Hey, you finally answered. I've been on hold forever.
Okay. So what do you got there? What is your name?
This is Benway.
Benway. All right, Benway. What do you got? So this is 12. This is the last one, man.
Trust Bucci.
I'm going to give you, you're not going to believe it, 12 mugwumps milking.
Mugwumps. Now, let me see. The mugwump is the thing from
you can have them all.
Naked Lunch, right? That's what a mugwump is, those little bug creatures. Am I wrong about
that?
Yeah. Mugwumps.
Yes, indeed they are.
Mugwumps womping? Is that what you said?
Mugwumps milking.
Okay. Was Jeremy Irons in the Naked Lunch movie a mugwump?
Oh, yes.
He was?
You got a great memory.
Yeah, I think he was. I saw that movie like 2 minutes after I came out of the womb, and it was a big mistake. That was a very, very traumatizing scene. Mugwumps milking. All right. Thanks, Benway.
Hope you enjoy them.
Yeah. I don't want... you know what? I hear mugwump milk is pretty good. Gets you all high, and then you hang out with Kurt Cobain. All right, so we got 54. All right, let's try this. I have my hand. Let's see if I can read my high. 5 silicone packets. So, all right, let's try it. Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an extra drill. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a coffee pot and an extra drill for Bucci. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 action figures, 2 crack coffee cups, 1 extra drill, and a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 crack coffee cups, and a partridge with an extra drill. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 silicate packets, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 crack coffee cups, and an extra drill. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 untraceable pagers, 5 silicone packets, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 spicy peppers, 6 untraceable pagers, 5 silicone packets, that's tough, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 crack coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love made to me 8 healthy plants, 7 spicy peppers, 6 untraceable pages, silicone packages, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 crack coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci. On the ninth day of Christmas, my 2 cups came to me, 9 touchstone credits, 8 healthy plants, 7 spicy peppers, 6 untraceable pagers, 5 silica packages, missing that note, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci. On the 10th day, I'm so bored, of Christmas, 10 box sets of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, 9 torchroom credits, 8 healthy plants, 7 spicy peppers, 6 untouchable pagers, 5 silicate packages, 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 fruit spoons, 10 box sets of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, 9 Telstrom's credits, 8 healthy plants, 7 spicy peppers, 6 untraceable pagers, 5 silicate. I haven't pronounced that word right once. 4 Guinness, cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Oh my God. And the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 mugwumps milking, 11 grapefruit spoons, 10 box sets of Gordon Ramsay's Health Kitchen, 9 touchstone credits, 7 spicy peppers, 6 untraceable pages, 5 silicate packages. I got ahead of myself there. Bucci. 4 cans of Guinness, 3 action figures, 2 coffee cups, and an extra drill for Bucci.
I love you.
All right. Thanks for all the gifts. That's enough.
Thanks.
And the biggest gift of all is coming up. Well, I don't know about that. It's the music of Mind Control with Micah. He's just standing there with his head in his hands, getting ready for the show, messing up his hair. So that's after that. And then you've been listening. Thank you very much to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? Baby, you Ducci. See you next week.